Welcome to Food for Thought. My name is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau from Compassionate Cooks, which I founded to empower people to make informed food choices and to debunk myths about vegetarianism and animal rights. I do this through cooking classes, an online cookbook, articles and essays, this podcast, and a cooking DVD I produced last year. I'm even working on a cookbook right now, all desserts and of course all vegan. You can learn more about who we are and what we do by visiting our website, CompassionateCooks.com. And thank you again to those who've left comments on iTunes and for encouraging other people to listen and subscribe. And thank you to those who have sent me email, which you can do at podcast@compassionatecooks.com. I've received the most incredible emails this past week in particular, and I'm just so moved by your responses to this podcast. Feel free to contact me anytime with your thoughts and suggestions for future shows. In fact, today's topic was inspired by an email I received from Marty and Wendy in Arizona, who listened to the podcast on their summer travels. They asked if I could do a show on my vegan product preferences, which I thought would be a fun and helpful show to do. Some of our topics can be pretty heavy, so I thought this might lighten things up a bit. Now, if I could just get some of these companies to sponsor our podcast, that would be perfect. Okay, so let's get started. If you know me at all, you know that I don't ever have a simple answer to questions, including what are your favorite vegan foods? Because to me, vegan foods consist primarily of plant foods, not commercial products. Whenever I hear about the increased rise of vegan foods or how vegan products are flooding the market, I think, what's the big deal? Vegan foods have been around for thousands of years, and even people who don't call themselves vegan eat vegan food. So my absolute favorite vegan foods are vegetables. Beans, grains, nuts, seeds, mushrooms, herbs, and spices. Oh, and chocolate, but that counts as a fruit. But I know that wasn't the question. The question is, what are some of my favorite vegan commercial products, or let's say convenience products? And of course, I do have favorites. I thought this podcast would be an easy one to prepare for, but of course, my answers are never simple. So today, I'd like to talk specifically about non-dairy milk, the many options available, and what my favorites are. And there are endless options out there. When people think of alternatives to cow's milk, they often think immediately of soy milk. Now, just as a quick aside, I don't like the word alternative when referring to non-animal foods. When animals were first herded and domesticated for human consumption about 9,000 or 10,000 years ago, they became the alternatives to plant foods. Plant foods were the foundation of the human diet for a long, long time, long before people started domesticating non-human animals. So words like alternatives, fake, substitute, they all presume that animal foods are the barometers by which we measure everything. And I don't think they deserve that much power. So I prefer to call the milks by the names on which they're based. And I suppose non-dairy works for me because it takes away its power a little bit. The many options out there include almond milk, oat milk, hazelnut milk, peanut milk, coconut milk, cashew milk, rice milk, and soy milk. And by the way, the dairy industry believes that they have the sole rights to the word milk, and they have sued non-dairy milk companies, particularly soy companies, to make them stop using the word milk. They haven't succeeded, but they want them to use the word beverage. But that's another story that I think I've covered a little bit in other podcasts. Please remind me if I'm wrong and if you want more on that. But back to the non-dairy milks. Yes, I said milk. Most of these are commercial, and of course, all of them can be made at home in your own kitchen without the use of a cow. No 9-month pregnancy, no painful separation of mother and baby, no exploitation of the female reproductive system, no brutal death at the end of her production cycle. So you can make them at home or you can buy them in your grocery store. And let's start with one of the most ancient milks used long before the Kellogg brothers invented cereal. And the dairy industry touted this new use for their mammary lactation fluid. The Kelloggs, by the way, the Kellogg brothers, they developed cornflakes in 1906 and were, incidentally, strong proponents of a high-fiber vegetarian diet. One of them was vegetarian and created the cereal to encourage people to eat more fiber. And that's when people started using cow's milk for this purpose. So again, this isn't something that is written in the annals of human history. This doesn't go back very, very far. And there are lots of other milks and juices, obviously, we can use for cereal. So let's talk first about almond milk, which is my favorite. Botanically speaking, the almond tree is part of the plum family, and it's native to North Africa, West Asia, and the Mediterranean. It was used widely in the Middle Ages in regions stretching from the Iberian Peninsula to East Asia, prized for its high protein content and its ability to keep better than milk from animals, which soured, obviously, if it wasn't used right away. It was also known in both the Islamic world and Christendom because its animal-free composition made it suitable for consumption during certain holidays, such as Lent. Besides the fact that no animal need be exploited and used, almond milk, like all plant-based milks, has no saturated fat, no cholesterol, no lactose, has high fiber, high protein, and it's delicious. Most brands have less fat overall than soy milk even, and it's delicious. Did I mention it was delicious? Out of all the milks, almond is by far my favorite. And if you don't make it yourself, and it's really easy to do, there are plenty of commercial brands out there. What I think is the best brand is Almond Breeze. It's made by Blue Diamond is the company. It comes in original, vanilla, and chocolate. And vanilla is my favorite. And I've heard it's in Trader Joe's. I don't shop there, but I've heard it's there and some other grocery stores. But I always recommend people support their local grocery first and foremost. So ask your grocer to carry it for you if they don't have it now. They'll carry it for you if you buy it, and certainly encourage other people to buy it too. And the advantage for them, specifically in terms of the Almond Breeze and other similarly packaged milks, is that it comes in those aseptic boxes, so it can sit on your shelf for a long time before you have to put it in the fridge. And that helps them too, because if it doesn't sell, they don't have to worry about it going bad. It can sit on their shelf for a long time as well. So they'll carry it for you. Just ask them for Almond Breeze. Almond Breeze also has unsweetened versions of the original chocolate and vanilla, and you can even order it by the case on the Blue Diamond website. So go check out bluediamond.com, www.bluediamond.com. Other brands of almond milk include Pacific Foods. Their website is pacificfoods.com, and it's helpful to visit these websites just so you know what the packaging looks like, so it's easy to find it in the stores. They have low-fat original and low-fat vanilla. So those are two main brands of the commercial almond milk, and it's actually a good segue to other non-dairy milks because Pacific Foods makes a lot of the other nut and grain milks as well. They also make hazelnut and oat milks, which are also very good. We do taste tests in all of my cooking classes, and we do one that features all the different non-dairy milks, and these are always a surprise hit. The hazelnut and oat are always a surprise hit. Pacific Foods oat is certified organic, and they also have a multi-grain milk, and they have rice milk as well. And speaking of rice milk, another option is out there. They have chocolate, vanilla, and original brands, most of which are made from brown rice. And the most popular brand is Rice Dream from Imagine Foods, which is now owned by Hain Celestial Group, which is partially owned by Heinz now. This is just another example of the smaller companies, the smaller health food, natural foods companies being bought out by large conglomerates. But Rice Dream, Imagine Foods, and I think you can just type in Imagine Foods, Rice Dream, you can find that as well. And their rice milk is fortified, and they also have a horchata, which is blended with cinnamon and vanilla. You know, horchata is a traditional Mexican drink, and it's fantastic. Horchata is often in traditional Mexican restaurants, but I've seen some add cow's milk, which is not traditional anymore. So ask if you go to a restaurant. I haven't tried Imagine's version yet, but horchata in general is just fantastic. So let's move on to soy milk. Soy milk is the most popular and familiar non-dairy milk, and the one most people assume you have to drink if you want to wean yourself off of cow's milk. But hopefully by now you've learned that soy is just one of the many options out there. And I do recommend people vary their non-dairy milk consumption. Too much of any one thing over a prolonged period of time can cause allergies to form, so just change it up. Soy milk originated, not surprisingly, in China, a region where the soybean was native and used as food long before the existence of written records. Later on, the soybean and soybean foods were transplanted to Japan. And soybean milk, or it was also called vegetable milk, is reputed to have been discovered and developed in the Han Dynasty in China about 164 BC. So cow's milk, schmau's milk. Cow's milk is the alternative to soy milk, which has been around for centuries. Sadly and ironically, however, the consumption of cow's milk now exceeds that of soy milk in Japan. Yes, the arms of the dairy industry reach far and wide. Traditional soy milk is simply made from whole soybeans and combined with water, sometimes oil, and an emulsifying agent. And soy milk contains about the same proportion of protein as cow's milk. Most brands are fortified with calcium, with B12, vitamin D, but don't kid yourself into thinking that because it's fortified, it's inferior in any way to cow's milk. Cow's milk is also fortified, as are the diets of the dairy cows who don't see a blade of grass their entire lives. And there's another podcast, there's a couple other podcasts that talk about this more deeply, so go check those out. So my favorite brands. Well, Wildwood is my favorite brand for pretty much all commercial soy products. I love Wildwood soy milk. I love their tofu, Wildwood tempeh, their yogurt, and of course their garlic aioli, which we talk about on the DVD that we have at CompassionateCooks.com. Everything Wildwood does, they do really well. And everything's organic. And of course, by virtue of that, it's not, they don't use genetically modified soybeans. And these guys are great. They've been making fantastic products for years. They've recently partnered with a well-known Korean company, but it's not like what I mentioned before, the small health food companies being bought by large conglomerates. This is a partnership they've created with a company in Korea, and they're still doing the great stuff they've always done out here. Ask your grocer to carry Wildwood soy milk if they don't have it already. There are many brands that are good, and there are so many to choose from. People who say they don't like soy milk, try several brands. It's worth it. And then when you find the one that you really like, then stick with it. And then, like I said, try the other non-dairy milks as well. Silk is very good, it's true, and it's gaining widespread popularity. And part of that is because of the marketing dollars behind Dean Foods, behind the owner of Silk, which is Dean Foods. And Dean Foods is one of the largest dairy companies. They own Silk. And personally, I don't get Silk because I don't want to support the dairy industry when I buy soy milk. But I know it is good. Other brands include Eden Foods, Eighth Continent, Nutrisoy, Imagine Foods that makes the rice dream. They also make Soy Dream, Vitasoy, and Genisoy. Those are also other brands. So try different ones until you find the one that you like, or make your own. I thought it was worth mentioning coconut milk because the milk of young coconuts, often referred to coconut water or coconut juice, is delicious, and that can be drunk just like a beverage. Coconut milk, however, is that thick, milky, sweet, white substance that's derived from the meat of a mature coconut, and that's often used for cooking and not for drinking. You'd find that in the cans, and make sure when you look for that, it just says coconut milk. Sometimes they put a lot of water in it, and it just washes out the coconut, so you really want the coconut milk, and that's the basis of most Thai curry. And it's common in many tropical cuisines, most notably in Southeast Asia. Other things I just wanted to say quickly about the non-dairy milk. Some naysayers will point to the fact that the calcium in non-dairy milks is fortified and not natural, the way they say it's natural in cow's milk. But remember, the reason it's natural in cow's milk is naturally, if they were actually eating grass, it's because calcium's a mineral, and minerals are found in the ground, for goodness sake. So that's why the cow's diet traditionally had high amounts of calcium, and their milk obviously had high amounts of calcium because it's meant for their babies. But they fortify cow's feed with calcium these days because the cows don't graze on grass. They're on dry lots. And so, you know, they tend to make it seem like the rice milks, the soy milks, all the grain and nut milks are inferior because they have to be fortified. But what I do want to say, though, is that I think ultimately we should be getting our calcium not from fortified foods. It's certainly great that they're there, but I really encourage people to get their calcium, again, right from the source. So get your calcium from the green leafy vegetables like the kale and collard greens and beet greens and chard and broccoli. That's where all of the minerals are. That's where all the calcium is. So get it right from those vegetables. Go straight to the source. So that's it. I thought this would be just a simple response to what are your favorite vegan products. Well, you must have forgotten who you were asking. I don't like simple answers. You guys deserve a lot more than that. So until next time, take care, and may your daily choices be a reflection of your deepest values. This is Colleen from Compassionate Cooks. Thanks for listening.